Hi, my name is Jared Hamill. I'm from Tampa Bay. I'm a fellow activist, and I'm saying to end the investigation of anti-war and international solidarity activists now.
That was a voicemail to U.S. counterterrorism attorney Barry Jonas. According to Hamill, Jonas refused to return personal items that were confiscated 2 years ago from Hatton Abadea, who is the executive director of the Arab American Action Network. Hamill said 23 activists had personal items confiscated because of a controversial court ruling.
The Supreme Court decision, Holder versus Humanitarian Law, allows for the government to construe freedom of speech with material support for terrorism. Now, for all those who speak out, just like the 23, you can be put in jail for terrorism.
So-called material support means any item that could be used to assist possible terrorists in acts that could be harmful to Americans. A California activist, Carlos Montes, was one of the 23 people investigated. His personal items have since been returned. But peace activist Marisol Marquez said the Supreme Court ruling is too vague and can be interpreted to mean anything from pictures and books to public speaking.
For example, in Carlos Montes' home, there was a picture of Martin Luther King Jr. that was taken and said that was material support against terrorism. It's a picture that you could pick up anywhere at Barnes & Noble's. It's just a poster of Martin Luther King. And it's like little postcards that just have like pictures of flowers, things like that. It's pretty ridiculous.
The Holder versus Humanitarian decision upholds the government's responsibility to differentiate between harmless acts of free speech and those that could contribute to acts of terror, like offering legal advice. Hatton Abadea is still facing possible grand jury indictment as a result of his ongoing investigation. Marquez said people like him are being scrutinized for the wrong reasons.
In reality, Hatem is being targeted because of his role as an anti-war peaceful activist and because of his nationality.
But race and culture aren't the only links to terrorism investigations peace activists have a problem with. The Committee to Stop FBI Oppression's Hamill said anyone who exercises their First Amendment rights could be targeted.
Anything that you can do that I do, you know, anything that any activist does, can be construed as material support for terrorism. The activists targeted have been involved in anti-war and international solidarity movements for decades. They also all organized against the 2008 RNC in St. Paul, Minnesota, in a protest that saw tens of thousands of protesters.
Hamill is speaking out against the FBI's crackdown on domestic terrorism because he said it's an invented threat.
You know, especially with regards to Arabs and Muslims who are prosecuted and said that they're terrorists, especially in FBI frame-up jobs that we've seen over and over again. This is used here to justify the wars overseas. And in fact, it's all just a frame-up. It's all just fake and, in general, just used to kill more people overseas.
Other activists held signs condemning the U.S. government for passing laws that criminalize free speech and calling their investigations witch hunts. Tai Hoon is also worried about the effects of the National Defense Authorization Act that allows for the indefinite detention of suspected terrorists. He said the new investigative practices judge people before any facts have been found.
I think this seems to be the way that they operate. It seems like it's guilty until proven innocent.